I want to go back to the mold discussion, because this is really pretty important. This is one of the things that I learned in this class that I had never really thought of before. What's really going on a microscopic scale with this mold? Because it starts to explain things that you and I see at our houses. Number one, what mold really is, it's just a plant. Think of it, the best analogy that this teacher told us was a dandelion. And it's, have you ever noticed when dandelions, this is really pretty cool, dandelions are out in your yard, and you see the yellow flower, and, it's really kind of cool, the green plant's there, and it just kind of blends in, it's real kind of sneaky, it's in there with your grass, and all of a sudden in April, we get a couple of those warm days, and you see the yellow flowers everywhere. The yellow flowers just kind of, they're just kind of there. Then all of a sudden, it's like the next morning, you go outside, and you've got these stems that are, 4 inches high with that big white seed head on it. And, of course, the wind blows, and all those little seeds take off. That's exactly what happens with mold. What happens is the mold seeds are sitting around everywhere. They're called spores. They're sitting in your house right now. There's hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. And they're just waiting for some water. And as soon as they get wet, what happens is the outer shell of that mold spore starts to kind of dissolve. And this is what's really important. The actual spores, they create an enzyme, a chemical, and it starts to dissolve the substrate that it's sitting on. So this is why mold can actually destroy things. In other words, if you get a shirt or a pair of pants or a leather booklet or whatever it might be that is gets some mold on it and mold starts to grow, over time it's actually eating that item because the mold spore actually sends little roots out and it's constantly trying to dissolve and eat because it's actually pulling material, it's pulling the food that it needs to live from the object that it's sitting on. So what can happen is not only can the thing be destroyed, but number two, the roots that grow into the object can actually discolor it. So that's why sometimes even when you get rid of the mold, there's discoloration still there. So that's why you need to stop from the get-go and keep things dry.